I was reminded just last Friday of how important it is to take some time off. Just kick back and enjoy the day. No plans. Just the joy of visiting with friends. Time away is not only fun, and I was reminded that I do need to get out more. But it also permits a little perspective. If your nose is perpetually to the grindstone, not only will you eventually lose your nose, but you can also lose perspective. Today marks 4 years together. We began just 4 years ago with a paradigm-shifting faith. We have faith that the sacred knows no doctrinal or dogmatic boundaries. No one religion or any other approach to the sacred is more right than any other. Each of us approaches the sacred as we approach it. And no one of goodwill should be dismissed or disdained. The crucial question that we ask of ourselves and others is not what religion do you practice, but rather how do you practice your religion? We've been practicing our embrace of each other and our diversity for 4 years. Just 4 years. Yet it almost seems normal now. It is normal. For us. But not yet for the world. We still face a world divided. Divided by country, by gender, by politics, and by how we see the sacred. Just the other day, I got an email from Italy. This Italian wanted me to know that his spiritual path was Christian. He had read my book on interfaith, very much appreciated it, and wanted to know if there were any living interfaith churches in Italy. I'll be writing back to him next week. My answer will be, not yet. Not yet. But hopefully, soon. Here, over the last 4 years, we have celebrated Christian holy days, Jewish holy days, Muslim holy days, as well as Baha'i, Buddhist, pagan, humanist, and Sikh. And we honor as well as celebrate these days with careful intention. We always ask a person of that faith to share his or her spiritual path. We do not take the road of explaining what they believe. We share what we believe. We ask guests to share their beliefs. We have created here something wonderfully special. Safe, sacred space where each of us can be who we are and share who we are. None of us tries to convert or convince the other. And none of us has to defend our beliefs against another who is trying to convert or convince us. This is still very new. So new that the New York Times, you may remember, sent a reporter to Linwood, Washington, to see what we were about and then write an article about us. Almost exactly a year ago. It will take time and patience, but people are beginning to understand. That is gratifying as well as humbling. I'm also deeply humbled and so very pleased to be the minister of a church that has this year contributed 846 pounds of needed food to our local food bank. And that doesn't count whatever we've collected today. We sent a special collection to help the victims of Hurricane Sandy. We have also for 3 years participated in the Crop Hunger Walk. Our fourth opportunity will be in October You will have the chance to sign up in September. This is a congregation that walks the talk. And I am so very grateful. This year, along with 846 pounds of food, we also have raised $9,000 to fund the development of part one of an interfaith curriculum so that our children may learn the call to love, compassion, and community that lies at the heart of all of our spiritual paths. And also be able to talk about spiritual matters and our spiritual diversity with knowledge and respect. As we reflect on our 4 years together and look forward to our fifth, I cannot help but be excited, amazed, and just a little dazed. We have created something new, and the world is beginning to pay attention. I do not need to leave my spiritual path, which is Judaism, to honor and celebrate the path of Islam, which we will be doing in just a few minutes. This is one of the great truths of interfaith as a faith. I do not need to leave my path to honor and respect yours. And you do not need to leave your path to honor and respect mine. Sometimes, as some of you well know, I like to use the example of the Japanese folk saying that there are many paths to the top of Mount Fuji. At the top of the mountain lies the call to compassion, love, and community that is the foundation of all of our faiths. Yes, our paths to the mountaintop are different. Those differences are to be respected, not ignored, honored, not denigrated. We sang just a few moments ago one of my favorite hymns, "We Would Be One." And as the choir sang a few minutes before that, "We will be a shelter for each other in the storm. And when we come together, we'll be home." When we come together, we'll be home. We have a choice. We can stand at the bottom of the mountain and throw stones at each other over whose path to love is the best and most righteous. Or we can make the decision to climb to the mountaintop by whatever path helps us. Greet our brothers and sisters there who have come from so many differing paths, and together build the world we all long for. We can do this. This little church has shown that we can do this. We can be strengthened and enriched by our diversity rather than divided by it. So thank you. Thank you for being here, for being a part of Living Interfaith. Amen.